Cinnamon flavored Pepsi. Now that's gotta be pretty interesting. My throat's burning.
Did I learn my lesson? Apparently not, because I finally found something that may or may not be as bad as Pepsi Fire. Here it is, Mountain Dew Flamin' Hot. Yes, not only have they made Flamin' Hot Cheetos, Flamin' Hot Doritos, they have made Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew. How is it possible? I have no idea. But it is a Mountain Dew with a blast of heat and citrus. So I'm going to go into this assuming that it is cinnamon flavored and lime flavored all in the same. See, I don't... And it has a little caution thing on the side of it. It says, caution, Flamin' Hot taste. Now, I am not as scared as I should be. People are asking me, especially one of the Redditors asked me on Twitter, why are you doing this to yourself? Because I'm stupid, that's why. No, and curious. Because ever since this came out, I've just been kind of thinking, I want to do it all for the science. But no, I want to do it all for the stupidity of it all. But, yeah, without further ado, I'm going to open this thing. I got it today while I was at work. And so, here we go. Let's smell it. It smells like orange to me. So, yeah, waft it again. Oh, I forgot to say waft it. So, here, good. It smells orangey. I do sense a little heat in it, but I don't smell any cinnamon. So, I'm guessing that... It doesn't have a very pronounced cinnamon scent. It has more of an orange scent to me. It smells like tangerines or something. So, as far as I can see, we're getting into this without dancing around the subject. So, smell it again. I do like the smell, though. I like it. Ooh, okay. I think the more I smell it, I can sense the heat. Am I gonna regret this? Just, yeah. Now I'm thinking back to that question that he asked me. Why are you doing this to yourself? Well, we're about to find out. You know what? Most people are scared to try this, but I am not. Okay, how about we try it now? Okay, here we go. Okay, dink it and sink it. Courtesy of Rhett and Link. Here we go. What in the hell? Oh, I can taste the heat now. Okay. Oh, wait. Ooh. Ooh. No. Goodbye. What the fuck is this? Apparently, I'm stupid enough to want to go for another swig. Okay, that wasn't bad that time around. But there's a burn to it. Like, if Fireball ever made a soda, if it wasn't an alcoholic beverage to begin with, this would have been a soda. This is a Fireball in sort of form. I think. It's like one of those Red Hots. No, I think this is a little bit hotter than the Pepsi Fire. Yeah, I don't know about this. Here I am still going for another swig after swig after swig after swig. I hate when I swallow. I can feel the burn in my nose. But I don't know. I think the more I drink this, yeah, there's definitely heat in this. But can't really. I want to see if they put cinnamon in this. I'm reading the ingredients right now. Carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, natural flavors, citric acid, gum arabic, sodium benzoate. I don't see any cinnamon. So, I don't know what to think of this. It's definitely some kick to it. There's some flavor to it. Maybe I am so used to drinking. Excuse me. I'm not drinking, but eating spicy food that this almost sensitized to it. I want to say, it's like my dad says, I'm on my way to getting an asbestos tongue. See, that's what he describes his own palate, because he loves spicy food just as much as I do. He describes it as having an asbestos tongue, seeing as spice doesn't affect you as bad as most people. You know, yeah. So let me take another swig. Oh my god, I'm so stupid. I'm doing it all for the science. Ugh. What the fuck, man? Just what the fuck? But like I said, Mama didn't teach me to waste food or drink, so I'm gonna drink it all. Ooh, I feel it. I feel it in my nose. What is that exactly? I know it doesn't say cinnamon in the ingredients, so it's some sort of other spice. I can't. What the hell is this? And it's got a little bit of orange flavor to it, which I like. I like the orange flavor to it. Now, I don't think I've ever had the Live Wire Mountain Dew, but I think it tastes like it's supposed to be without the spice to it. It tastes like what a Live Wire Dew tastes like, just without the spice. Just with spice, actually. Oh, excuse me. Oh, dear God. Ugh. Yeah, my body's gonna hate me for this. Ugh. God. That's just. Okay, I've had enough. I had enough. No, I haven't. Like I said, Mama didn't raise a quitter. She raised a fool, but not a quitter. If you were to tell me to eat something flaming hot, I would rather do the Cheetos than the Mountain Dew. What the fuck is this? This is gonna be a review that's full of what the fuck is this and bleh, bleh, bleh. That there's nothing of substance here. Okay, there's nothing of profoundness or importance that you need to know. This is just me just gagging and just saying, what the fuck? So, let me just put it down so I could do a proper review, okay? Okay. Alright, so, the flaming hot Mountain Dew. I can still feel the burn in my throat. What the hell, man? Just what the hell? What the hell? What were people thinking making this? Are they trying to kill us? Are they trying to make us keel over from the sheer stupidity of all of us soda drinkers? What's happening? You know what? I'm gonna be looking forward to the time where they're gonna release that new. They've already got a new Mountain Dew flavor coming out this coming month, and it's a Circle K exclusive, and it's gonna be like Purple Thunder or something like that. Now I'm excited to try that one. Probably way more excited to try that than Flamin' Hot. I mean, I like some notes of it. I like some notes of this drink, but just the heat part I don't really care about. See, this is the same grievance I had with Pepsi Fire. The heat was, the aftertaste to it was a little, it wasn't my cup of tea, or cup of Pepsi, if you will. Yeah, I'm gonna be looking forward to trying Purple Thunder next month, if I could get my hands on. You know what? I've said this on Twitter, I've said this on Reddit, but I'll say it again on recording, okay? Purple Thunder sounds like a name of a Prince heavy, like a heavy metal Prince tribute band. Kind of like they do like half covers of like hard rock covers of Prince songs, and then they go like Deep Purple covers too. Oh yeah, that would have been awesome, man. Oh, that would be awesome. Name a heavy metal Prince tribute band that covers Prince and Deep Purple. Oh yeah, and have the lead singer, like Ian Gillan or something, like an Ian Gillan sound alike. Oh, that'd be a David Coverdale. Wait. Oh, that would be so great. But I'm getting off topic. Yeah, Purple Thunder. That's supposed to be a berry plum flavor, and I'm excited to try that when, or if it comes out, cause Circle K. I'm looking at you. I can't stand to be disappointed again. Why? Okay, but no. As much as I don't like being disappointed, I kind of saw this coming. Because I really should have not gone forward with this once my friend asked me, why do you do this to yourself? I should have listened to him, but like a fool, I didn't. And I'm kind of disappointed in myself. But in the same breath, I'm glad I tried it so I won't get it again. Yeah. Even if they make a zero sugar variant of it, I won't get it. Cause that just, I could still, oh gosh, the sugar rush is going through my body again and I feel myself trembling. I hate when that happens. I hate when that happens. And you want to know what the bad thing about it is? I ate Mexican food before I even opened this thing up. Now, if that's not stupid, if that's not idiotic, then I don't know what is, because I think I am a glutton for pain, somewhat, not in a good way. Ugh, I'm so stupid. I just don't know. Okay, man, I don't know. But, like I said, Mama didn't raise no quitter, so I'm gonna drink it all, and then afterwards, I'm gonna wash it down with some water, and then drink me some more Diet Dr. Pepper. Ooh, that sounds good, though. Some Diet Dr. Pepper would sound real good right now. But no, I got Diet Coke. That's just as good. Oh, shit. Man, tonight is just a good night for bad decisions, isn't it? Oh, I chugged it all down. Oh, God, my body's gonna hate me. My stomach's gonna hate me. My butt's gonna hate me. My tongue already hates me enough. Oh, that was stupid of me. Ugh. Oh, shit. What the fuck? Oh, shit. Yeah, that was real stupid of me to do that. Chug it all down. Ugh. Oh, goodness gracious. I feel it in my nose. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Whew. I'm okay. Just to let you know, I'm okay. Whoa. Never again. No, thank you. Never again. Shit. All right. Let me get my composure. Okay, so if I were to rate this, it would be, I wouldn't put it in the negatives, no. I put it in the 2 out of 10. Oh God, I feel a sneeze. Well, never mind. I thought I had a sneeze, but it never happened. Okay. Oh, shit. This audio's not going to be as good as all my other ones, but I hope that you enjoyed it, you sadistic fucks out there. But yeah, I guess I'm a little bit more masochist than I thought. More masochistic than I thought. I hate myself right now. Oh, shit. I'm going to drink me some water, and I'm gonna drink some Diet Coke. And forget this ever happened. But of course I can't, because I fucking recorded it. Shit. So, yeah. Nonetheless, I hope you had a good time listening to me suffer. And hopefully the next Tark Picks Her Poison will be a little bit better than this. And hopefully I can get my hands on some freaking, either some Purple Thunder or Crystal Pepsi Zero. I'm wondering if we're going to get that soon. They haven't really told us when we're going to get the Crystal Pepsi again, but I hope it's soon. I really do hope so. Or if not that, I would like to try the Nitro, the Pepsi Nitro. That's one I need to do next before I do the others. So yeah. So without further ado, this is Aqua Tarkana signing out. I'm gonna go get me some fucking water.